Hello, my name is Elena Savini, and I work at the KBR, so the Royal Library of Belgium. And I'm one of the three co-curators of the new museum, which will open in 15 May this year, so very soon. At the time, the 15th century, the collection of the Duke was really something unbelievable. For being a private collection, it was something really huge and impressive, and everyone was admirative with this library. And 900 manuscripts is something you can compare to the collection of the Medicis in Florence, or with the Pope Library in Rome, or the King of France. And through centuries, many things happened. There was a fire in the Gutenberg Palace, and only the manuscript could survive it through the fire. And the French army took everything that was inside the Royal Library back to France two times. Then the manuscript were returned, but also many accidents and many manuscripts were lost or destroyed by time. But it's really something unbelievable that 300 manuscripts are still all together in the same place where they were collected in the first time. This is really something extremely rare. Most of them are illuminated, which means that they have real paintings inside of it. Illuminations is not an art that we know very well today, and it's something that we forgot about a little bit. But back at the time, it was a major art. It was something really important, and a manuscript was considered as something extremely beautiful and precious, and it had the same prestige as a real painting. It's a permanent museum about manuscripts, but they are so fragile that we cannot expose them for a long period. And so for conservation reasons, we are obliged to change what we expose, and so we have to reconsider the whole exhibition. It's a real challenge, but it's also interesting because that means that we can adapt what we want to tell. Because finally, a manuscript, it's a book, it's a story, and we can change this story regularly. So every 4 months, we can turn some pages and show something new, or we can choose another volume of the same artist or the same writer, or we can decide to expose something completely different to illustrate another aspect of the art or of the history of the time. And it's a big challenge to reconsider all of the exhibition, but I think it would be interesting to adapt it to the times and to be new, always new for the public who would like to come back and see what's new. Every manuscript that is from the collection of the Dukes of Burgundy will be digitalized and will be free of access on the catalog of the library. It can be frustrating sometimes that you're only seeing one page of the whole book. But with this, thanks to technology, it would be interesting for people to just browse the manuscript and see other pictures, other pages, or also to zoom into tiny details, to see a detail in the miniature, or some letters, or some weird monsters that are hidden in the corners.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.